after we got the message that Pastor Amy and Pastor Henry were not going to be here, we kind of scrambled. We called Andy at 8 o'clock. He didn't answer his phone. Then we called a number of other pastors that were likely candidates, but we didn't get anything. So what we're going to do instead is we're going to have a time of corporate prayer. And Skip's going to lead us. This week, the vision team has... unanimously approved Skip and Kate Jansma to be prayer coordinators for the church. So we thought we'd spend some time in prayer, maybe the next 20, 25 minutes, and I'll pass the mic around and Skip will lead us in just whatever's on your heart, whatever concern you may have, whatever praise you may have. We'll just take it from there and see what's where God's Spirit leads us.
Okay. Actually, I'm going to direct us a little bit more than just passing the mic around, but we are going to pass the mic around. I thought it would really be appropriate, since we are the church, to have a few words of message from God himself concerning the church in his word. So I'm going to read a few selected passages from Ephesians that came to my mind this morning as we were thinking about how to have this service together. I'm going to start at Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. Praise to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy, blameless in his sight. In his love, he predestined us to be adopted as his sons and daughters through Jesus Christ, in accordance with his pleasure and to the praise of his own great grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves. And then I'm going to move over a little bit further in the chapter to verse 18. I pray also that the eyes of your hearts may be enlightened, in order that you may know the hope to which he's called you into the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and in his incomparable great power for who you believe. That power is like the working of the mighty strength which he exerted in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rule, authority, power, and dominion, and every title that can be given, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. And God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be the head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way. Hey guys, we are the church. We don't have a pastor to preach for us this morning, but we can worship. We can pray. I hope these words guide us a little bit to thinking about our identity as a church. And I think this is really faith at work. Having church without the leadership of our pastors and very little notice this morning. So what I'd like to guide us in this morning is what I'm going to call a corporate prayer. And I'd like to introduce an area of the church that we may pray for, and then Gord will leave the microphone away. I'll say a brief prayer to introduce the part of the church I would like you to join us in praying for. If you just raise your hand, Gord will come over and allow you to pray. If you want a quick jot, if you have a pencil and paper and you feel better writing it down and then reading it, that's perfectly all right too. If you just want to pray silently along with us, that's wonderful. I think together this morning, what we need to experience as a church is the power of the Holy Spirit in us, because we are the church. And we're a one another church, and so we're going to pray for one another this morning. So if you'll join me in prayer. God, we praise you because, oh, what a great God you are. We sang this morning, how great is our God. You are beyond human comprehension. And you are so much bigger than this church because your church is universal. And we are part of that body. We are so blessed to be called your children. Thank you for the mighty work that you've done through your Son, Jesus Christ. And that through him sitting now next to you at your throne, we can come and pray because we know Jesus is already praying for us. So Lord, this morning, we lift to you Monroe Community Church. Lord, we'd like to begin this morning by praying for our pastors. We pray for Pastor Henry, Pastor Amy, and we pray for their families. So as we quietly in our places think of the needs that are in their family right now, we lift them up to you. If you would like to pray for Pastor Amy, if you just raise your hand.
Heavenly, most gracious and loving Father, we thank you so much for the opportunity to have Pastor Amy and Pastor Henry leading us in this church. And right now, Lord, they need our prayers. They need your incredible and awesome healing powers to be laid out upon them. But most of all, they need your guidance, your love, your mercy, and your grace. Bring peace and comfort to them. Give strength to the caregivers, Lord, who will be diagnosing and treating Pastor Amy through this. And for Pastor Henry, Lord, I can't imagine what's going through his mind. He's got this flock here, and he's got a wife that's dealing with an illness. He's being tugged in several different areas of his life. So right now, they need your loving arms wrapped around them right now, Lord. And just pray that there would be a positive and quick diagnosis to this problem. I pray that it would not be something that cannot be handled through modern medicine and your healing powers. And so right now I just lift them up to you, Lord. Bring them peace, comfort, and healing.
Dear Lord, we thank you that you are above all and in all. And we just proclaim over this family your mighty power, your strength, your health within them, Lord, your spirit's fullness in them. And Lord, we thank you because you conquered the grave, that resurrection, that life, that wholeness, that wellness, that completeness of Jesus Christ may be within them. And we do pray that now, Lord, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray it and we claim it as you have taught us to do. In Jesus' name.
Fathers, we pray for our leaders this morning. We are so aware that as we lift your banner high over this church and proclaim you as Lord of Lords and King of Kings, that we need your protection from the enemy. And so this morning, Lord, we pray that you will protect us from the evil one and keep this church safely in your hand. If you'd like to pray for the protection of Monroe Community Church, would you raise your hand?
Dear Father, I pray for the protection of the church, and I pray for fast healing for Pastor Amy, and I pray that that you will help the church and Pastor Senator and Amy through this illness, and
Father God, I just thank you for this body that is gathered here today, for every one person, those who come regularly, those who have walked through the door for the first time, as my husband and I did a year ago. Lord, I know that you are here. I feel it, I sense it, and I know it. And I praise you, Holy Spirit, for working in my heart and others' hearts. And I know that you are the one who has won the battle. And I just praise you for that with just all the joy I have within me. And I thank you for the body that does that as well. Lord, I ask you that any person who has walked through this door today will feel that this is a body that loves you and loves each other and is reaching out to those around in this area or wherever they are. Lord, give us that power and grace and confidence to know that the battle is won. We do not need to fear the enemy. He knows where he's going, and the power of you and your word is just all we need.
Father, your word tells us greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And we claim that promise this morning, and we claim the covering of the blood of our precious Lord over this church. And we just denounce anything that's not of you and send it to the cross of Jesus Christ. Father, we also want to lift up before you our vision team and each person who's on it and the work that they have been and are in process of doing. If you would like to join in praying for the vision team, will you raise your hand?
Father, we just want to lift up the vision team to you. We ask you to watch over them. And first of all, we also want to give thanks for the work that they do on days like today. You really get an appreciation for people that have to wake up a little earlier than the rest of us and deal with just the plain details of getting the church service going, while we also support the pastors. And we just want to hold them up to you so that they give them the discernment, the leaders in our church, who set goals that are accomplishable, but that are challenging to this ministry. And we ask you to bless them in the decisions that they make.
Father, be thou our vision. You and you alone, Father, may you be where our eyes are continually. And Father, I pray for our vision team especially. May they see where you are leading us. Give them boldness and confidence to follow and to lead us along. Give clarity and give unity and give certainty. Certainty of knowing that you are our God, that you are our strength, that you are our rock, that where you lead us, you equip us. Strengthen our vision team, Lord.
Lord, I love this church, and I think a lot of that has to do with the vision that you have given to the team that has allowed this church to minister to different groups of people that maybe churches don't normally minister to. I thank you so much for that, for ministering to the art community during Art Prize and for other times of the year. Lord, I thank you so much for just blessing the vision team and guiding them in the direction that this church has come, Lord, and that we're always changing and we're always growing in several areas, Lord, and I just thank you for that, and I just pray that you will continue to bless the vision team as they continue to plan and continue to see new things for Monroe. Lord, thank you so much for that.
Lord, listen to your children praying. Send us love, send us power, send us grace, send us your Holy Spirit. Lord, we now pray for the youth program in this church. I'm thinking particularly of the new leaders, Stephanie and Evan and Drew, as they lead the junior high and the high school program. If you would like to join us in praying for these programs, would you raise your hand?
Dear God, I thank you for the youth in this church. Yet a lot of them are children from us, and they walk in your name, and you give them strength to. And I pray for them. I pray that you will empower them and give them the wisdom and courage to walk in your name. I pray for the youth here, and that you will help them and guide them and direct them. Help them keep joy and help them be able to be children and be able to be free and be able to have fun living through your name. Amen.
Lord God, thank you for those who are willing to work for our children and help them to be led by your wisdom and by your strength. Thank you for the ones who have stepped up recently, our youth pastors for the middle school and the high school. Thank you also for Megan and Grace, who have just started teaching the little kids. Bless each of these people and the people who've been teaching for a long time, the Bible Bistro leaders and all the children's ministry leaders. Help them to know the right words to say, to have the enthusiasm to inspire the kids, to have the patience to deal with endless questions and to pique their curiosity. May our children grow under their care to love and to know you more and more.
Lord, listen to your children praying. We'd like to pray now for the worship team who's undergoing transition and change. So if you would join us in praying for the worship team, and would you please raise your hand?
Father God, thank you so much for the gift of music and for the way that you have gifted this church with many members, with many talents that they are freely using to praise you and worship you through worship here at the church. We thank you, too, for the people who have willingly agreed to be interim leaders. We pray that you would bless them and fill them with your Spirit and help them to help us all to worship you and to love you through the music and the songs that are such an important part of our worship. And Lord, I pray too that as they minister to us, that you would just put a hedge of protection around them too, because we know that when you're in a position of greater visibility and responsibility, that the enemy just loves to attack. So Lord, I just pray that you would fill them with your Spirit and protect them. We pray this in Jesus' name.
Lord, there's so many components of what makes up a church. Listen to your children praying. Lord, we pray for those who take to claim this church, who help maintain it in various unknown, unseen ways. People who are not paid, but do it out of love for the church. If you'd like to pray for those that help maintain the church, you can raise your hand.
I just want to thank you for those who are following Jesus' footsteps. And I'm sure what the Jesus would be doing if he was in this church, he would take that place of servanthood and he would willingly get on his knees and clean whatever needed to be cleaned, Lord. And I just praise you for putting that spirit in people in this church and who do it without any need of affirmation from people, but that they do it for you, Lord. And I just praise you for that kind of spirit in this church. And I just ask that you put that spirit on all of us as well.
Lord, I just really want to echo what was just said and just reaffirm appreciation that we all have for those who step up in this church to do things that largely go unnoticed unless something goes wrong. And we just thank you for people that are willing to and love you enough and love this place enough to come here early, make coffee, make sure the place is in good order, and including in that those, again, that you know, come here and volunteer time to hang art, to do all the various tasks that need to happen. To make this place an inspiring place of worship on Sundays. We thank you for that.
Lord, listen to your children praying. This morning especially, we thank you for taking care of us financially. We're a very young church, and we've struggled in the past, and you've brought us to this place this far. So we pray this morning for the giving of our church. If you'd like to pray for this, you can raise your hand.
Faith community, we can continue to support this church and support the ministries in which it partakes. Lord, I thank you for the ability for each one of us to be able to to financially support this church. For we know it is the work we do, Lord, that makes your world a better place. And we have learned through these past few weeks, Lord, at this church, that it does not matter what work we do, that all work glorifies you, Lord. So thank you again for our ability to do work. Thank you again for our ability to contribute to this church, Lord. And thank you again for the amazing ministry that this church does. Thank you, Lord.
Lord, we thank you also for Carolyn, who keeps our books and does the bookkeeping. Thank you for those that take the collection and count it each week. Lord, for a small church, we have so many volunteers, and we give you praise, and we thank you. Lord, listen to your children praying. Lord, I know for every seat that's occupied this morning, there's somebody that has an unspoken need, that has a prayer request, that has an emotional, physical, spiritual knot in their stomach that they're dealing with. And so we'd like to take this time to pray for one another. If you would like to make a prayer request known to all of us, you may raise your hand.
I am still looking for work, so I need prayers for that. And I am also in search for a bigger apartment in the next few months, so I could have some prayers for that. Thank you.
Father, I thank you that Dallas has expressed his needs, and I bring him to you. I ask that you will give him everything he needs to search for jobs and find a place. Again, thank you for being the provider for us, and thank you for what we do have while we're searching for other things.
Just request prayers for my sister Lorna, who was just diagnosed this week with rheumatoid arthritis. She has her first appointment with the rheumatologist sometime early June.
Was that Lorna? Would somebody like to pray for Lorna? Over there, Greg.
Our Father God, we give you praise for our bodies and for the way that you care for them and for us. We pray that you will calm Lorna and give her the confidence that you are with her, whatever happens, that you will never leave her or forsake her. And that her body belongs to you like the rest of everything. And I pray that you will give her courage to face the future and to do what the doctors ask her to do. Please give the doctors wisdom, Father. We thank you again for all of your care for us, for the wonderful way that you have made us, and for the constant way that you faithfully give us all that we need.
Lord, we pray that you'll just reach down into each one of us here and speak of your love and comfort, your healing, your restoration, your redemption, your reconciliation, your deliverance to the place in our heart where we most need to hear it. listen to your children praying. Lord, you've given this church a mission. You've given us a vision that we are to connect with our downtown community. We're the life-changing God, and we believe, God, that you change lives. They're not just words. They're the truth. They're in your word. And so we pray for the flower planting that will take place in a couple of weeks. We pray that it will be a part of this mission and this vision of the church. If anybody wants to pray at this time for the flower planting, as well as, I think, the art exhibition we have going on right now, as a witness to God's community, will you raise your hand?
I'm just going to pray a second for Stella, because I feel like I just really need to pray for her. So,
right.
Heavenly Father, I just lift my dear friend to you and just ask for your total, complete healing for her. We thank you for everything you've brought her through in this last year, and we just ask for your hand of healing. We ask that she'd be able to sleep at night. We ask that you would just be her comforter and her guide. And that you would do what doctors and surgeries and PT hasn't been able to do, and you would just reach your hand on her and fully and completely heal her. Give her a long, beautiful, bountiful life without pain. In your name we pray. Amen.
Lord, so many in this church, our small church, have had serious illness and needs this past year. So we continue to pray on their behalf. And we also thank you for the ways we've seen answered prayers and recoveries from serious illness. Lord, we have seen you at work in our lives, and we praise you. We are a church, and we hurt when one another hurts, and we rejoice when one another has good things happen in their lives, and we can see you. Lord, listen to your children praying as we pray for the outreach of this church. So, Lord, we pray for the flowers that will be planted out front to be a testimony of your love and your grace to the community around us. We pray that as we work with the North Monroe Business Association and they do their planting and we do ours, that there will be a sense of community that would be built, that would build a bridge to our life-changing God. Father, thank you for being here this morning. Thank you for your spirit. I think it would be appropriate if we ended by praying together the Lord's Prayer as a body of the church. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Thank you for praying.